Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
I'll be honest. I don't know what kind of success I think he's going to have. I just, it's one of those things that when I see that Deion Sanders is the head coach, it's hard for me to take it serious. It's hard for me to imagine it actually being successful. You know what I mean? Because Deion was so much about, you know, the flash and all of that. I know he was a great player, but I don't know if he has it to have the patience to coach kids through all the ups and downs and deal with people that do not possess a shell of his talent. You know what I mean? Because it's really hard for great players to coach others because it's almost like they expect them to be as good as he was, to be able to do the things that he did. And very few people on earth can do the things that Deion Sanders did. So I'm already going in with a negative attitude about Deion being a head coach as it is, that it's hard for me to take it serious. We'll see.
You know what I'm thinking based on what you're saying, and I'm thinking about it? He looks like the kind of guy that'll show up for an all-star, like the Under Armour game that he's coached before, and do the one thing, you know what I mean, the kids and blah, you know, but the follow-through every week, being, you know what I mean, that commitment like that. No, not really. Kind of like Magic. Magic, you know, he wants to be in the limelight and this and that, but you know what I mean? But the work, the grunt work and being there and doing it every day.
Right.
Nah, where's the camera? Let me talk about it, this, that, you know what I mean? But, right. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All-star game? Hey, I'll show up and do it. But, man, it's to deal with the kids, recruit the kids. Deal with the alumni. Deal with the president. Man, it's a lot.
Yeah. I didn't think Herm Edwards was going to have much success. And in 2018, his team was pretty good. I forgot what their record was. I want to say it was like 7-6. And then he went 5-4 last year, I think it was. And so now I want to see what he does in year three now and kind of, you know, because he had a little more success than I expected even in his first year. They lost their bowl game, but I got to give him credit for at least going 7-6. So they were 7-5 in the regular season. I didn't even think they would be that good with Arizona State.
Watching some of the games, man, is entertaining. You know, the kids played hard.
Yeah. But again, in 2019, that wasn't the case. You know what I mean? In 2019, they improved to, what was it, 8 wins. I'm sorry. That's what it was, 8 wins. And they got, in 2018 is when they had the 7-6. So I'm interested to see how he does now in his third year that he went 5-4 is what it was in the conference. That's what it was. 7-6 overall in his first year, and then he got 8. Now I want to see what he does. I didn't think he would be this good. You know what I mean? So I didn't think that Herm Edwards was going to be that good, but he's a coach. So he's kind of done all of this before, not at the college level and recruiting and all of that and all having to relate to kids. That's really hard because Herm Edwards relates to kids' grandfathers. He's older than the kids' fathers. The fathers only know Herm also like probably an announcer. They don't really know him as a coach. They don't really even know him as a player. The grandfather is the one that knows Herm Edwards as the player. You know what I mean? That's how far back it goes with Herm Edwards. And I didn't think, you know, he was going to do much. And he ends up winning 7-8 games. It's pretty good, you know? It's pretty good. So... We'll see if Deion can do it because I'm not much of a believer that Deion is going to get it done. I just kind of see a lot of flash, and I don't know if I see enough substance there for Deion. We'll see. Maybe I'm wrong on this. Maybe he's actually in for it. Matthew says Arizona State beat. That was last year, right? That they beat Florida State. But they beat Florida. But beating Florida State is like garbage. They lost to Fresno 2 years ago. They beat Florida State last year. But beating Florida State, you know. So they were. I think how it went with Herm was he was 5-4 2 years ago in the conference, 4-5 in the conference last year. He won 7 games the first year, 8 games the second year, and then they beat FSU and lost to Fresno the first year. So it's not like they have faced any kind of killer competition in the bowl games. But still, I'm not going to do that because it's Arizona State. He won 7 or 8 games in Arizona State in his first couple years. That's pretty good. Okay, he had a losing record in the conference. That's fine. But I want to see what he does now in year 3. But so far, he's done better than I expected. You know what I mean? So I'm going to have the kind of the same attitude for Deion that I'm not really going to expect much. I don't know. It's just me. Do you guys, those of you that are on the chat board right now, do you expect Deion Sanders to be a successful college coach? Okay? And it's Jackson State. It's not like he's taken over Mississippi State and he's got a coach in the SEC. Okay? Then I would tell you he has no shot. He's not going to win a damn thing. Okay? Coach Herm Edwards is in the Pac-12, which, again, it's the Pac-12 is not even the Big Ten. Forget the ACC and and the SEC.
It's the weakest of the 5 bigs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but again, you know, Jackson State, I don't even know the conference that Jackson State is in. What conference is Jackson State in?
Is it the MEAC?
I'm not sure. I'd be lying to you to tell you that I knew exactly what the conference Jackson State is in. I'm not exactly sure what conference they're in. But I don't expect a lot. Do you guys expect Deion to be a successful college head coach? Go ahead, say it right now on the chat board. Yes or no? That's it. Just yes or no. Will Deion Sanders be a successful college head coach? I want to know if you guys have the same kind of feeling I do about Deion, that I just don't think it's going to happen. Let's see. Jackson State is in the FCS. What is the FCS? What's that stand for?
Southwestern Athletic Conference.
Oh, he's in the SWAC?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yep. So Jackson State is in the Southwestern in the SWAC. Okay. Radically thinks yes. Super Boomshack says no. Man of 1,005 Holds says yes. Raging Dolphin Maniac says no. Chris Solo, yes. Julius 305 says nope. Mark McIntyre, nope. Gus 1388, nope. They are in the SWAC. And Ray says nope. So a couple of yeses. There's a couple of you out there that think he's going to have success. Most of you are thinking like I am. Okay? Gus goes, hell no. If they say yes, because I'll root for him. Oh, well, rooting is a whole – I'm not rooting against the guy. I hope he does well because the kids at Jackson State deserve that. So I hope he does well for just because of the kids at Jackson State. I hope it's a huge success. I just kind of get too much show than substance, you know? That's all.
You know what it is? He's on a path, and he changes direction. He was going to mentor AB, right? What happened to that?
Oh, I got something
else. Where'd that go?
I got something else for you. A month ago, we were talking about a story where he came out and joined Barstool and left the NFL Network. So is Deion Sanders still going to be with Barstool while he's the head coach of Jackson State? I doubt it. So talk about a guy that changes gears left and right. There's no way Portnoy now is going to get Deion Sanders the way he was going to get him before. Because at Jackson State, they're not going to want him. You know, Barstool is not the place. You know, I like Barstool. Like, I enjoy it. So I don't want to pick on Barstool at all, because I think it's a channel that is needed. Okay, it's a funny Portnoy's Got Talent. They cuss like crazy on there, or whatever. But there's a audience for that.
This is not the example you want to set for young, impressionable minds.
Nope. 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 You know, I wonder if anybody in that press conference said, so, Dion, Coach Sanders, now that you're coaching these kids, are you still going to be on Barstool? And I want to know what he's going to say about that. Maybe he'll do like a segment on one of Portnoy's shows or something, but I don't see him co-hosting with people, and hosts are dropping F-bombs and talking about all kinds of, you know, stuff out there. I just can't see that.
I could see where the alum, the president of the school and faculty would have a little bit of something to say there.
Chris Solo says he has coached high school for over 10 years. Did he win anything? Did he win anything at high school? That's what I'd like to know. Let me see if, you know what? I'm sure somebody has Wikipedia'd his life and you can probably see if he's actually, because see, you throw he's coached out there high school, but has he won anything? You know what I mean? That's kind of the key, right? You'd like to know. Let me see here. For 14 seasons. This is the same Sanders. Okay, here we go. For 14 seasons, he's the offensive coordinator at Trinity Christian School in Cedar Hill, Texas, and will assume the duties as head coach at Jackson State University before the spring of 2021. Let's see what else. They talk about his pro career, Florida State, and they mention, here we go, following the conclusion of his career, Sanders became an analyst, NFL Network, and Barstool, which we'll see. Offensive coordinator, Trinity Christian School, Cedar Hill, which his sons attend. Sanders founded the Primetime Prep Academy Charter School in 12, coached until the school closed in 2015 due to financial issues. I don't see any I don't see anything that says he was a great college coach, my man, and an offensive coordinator is what he was. So let's see if you can find anything for me. Find it for me. Did he just coach because his sons were there and he just wanted to, you know, kind of get through there? I don't know. Yes, and by the way, you are correct. Whoever's saying, Jack, you are right. His son does play at FAU with Willie Taggart. Yes, he does. I don't think the kids will take him seriously. That's what Super Boom Shack says. Jesse Minneapolis says, kids will respect that staff. It's an HBCU, fellas. The kids will be starstruck for sure. Will they? Will they be starstruck? I'm not sure anymore. Not those kids. Those kids have to like YouTube it and stuff. At this point, you're thinking 20 years ago. I don't know about that anymore. To them, he's just another old man that played football. It's kind of, we're in 2020, man. It's a while ago. When did he retire from football already? 2005, 15 years ago. And really, he played in 2000, then didn't play again till 04. So really, 2000 and the 2000 Dion and Redskins was nothing. His career kind of ended with Dallas in 99, let's say.
Well, he was with a whole bunch of other guys. Bruce Smith. Terrible
team.
Woo.
Yeah, terrible team that they just loaded up on big names that were over the hill at that time. So it's been a long time that his career is over. And it's been 20 years that he's been an impact player. These kids don't know anything. I mean, it's 20 years, man. I'm telling you, because in dealing with NFL players, you would freak out at how bad they are at the history of the game. Like, terrible. Most of you out there know more about the history of football and the players that played in it. You don't know more X's and O's than these players. None of us do. But you know more about the history of football than 85% of NFL players. Okay? That's how bad it is. Most of those guys, they don't know jack of what happened in that league 5 years ago. All those youngins that come into the league from college, they know the NFL like 5-7 years back. That's it. 20 years ago? Dude, they got to YouTube it. They got to read up on it. They got to go find it because they don't know anything. If some of you think that a lot of these players are historians of their own game, you're so misled.
There's not a bunch of like Mike Tysons that are historians of that guy is a true historian.
Nope.
You know
nope.
What though? This age group, a lot of them, if it happened before they were born, you know, not a big deal.
Right. That's what it is. That's why I'm telling you that. They won't be that enamored with Deion anymore because it's been a long time, bro. Okay? A long time.
You know, I hate when you look this stuff up and it's just like, oh, it's been 15 years. Like, really? I can remember being in high school, you know, and watching him in the Orange Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Against the Canes.
Yeah.